Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome to the White Paper. Do you ever feel like your money doesn't go as far as it used to? You're not alone. Today, we're going to be talking about deflation, devaluation, and how a new kind of digital currency will provide long-term stability. Now, everyone always asks me, is this complicated? Well, don't worry. I'm going to make it extremely simple. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why the future of money is going to look very different from what we're used to. So let's get started. Now, I'm going to start with a common misconception that most everyone has. Deflation and devaluation, they're not the same thing. A lot of people use these terms interchangeably, but they have very different effects on the economy. Now, deflation happens when prices drop, making your dollar stretch further. That might sound like a good thing at first. Cheaper groceries, lower gas prices, more purchasing power. But here's the problem. When businesses make less money, they start cutting costs, which means lower wages, layoffs, and then the economy just becomes stagnant. Now, if it spirals out of control, then it can lead to a recession. Now, on the other hand, devaluation is when the US dollar loses value compared to other currencies, like the US dollar compared to the British pound or the euro. Now, sometimes this happens on purpose through government policy, or other times due to an oversupply of money. The downside of this, everything we import becomes more expensive, and savings that we earned very hard and we worked so much starts losing its purchasing power. The upside that everyone sees on this is American exports become cheaper on the global market, which then can boost manufacturing and trade. So here's the big question in all this. How do we keep inflation in check without triggering economic stagnation? Okay, so a well-designed, government-regulated asset-backed digital currency, otherwise known as ABDC, is the answer. And no, I'm not talking about Bitcoin or some other regulated crypto token or currency out there. This is a stable, asset-backed system that combines the benefit of digital transaction with actual value, something that fiat currency no longer has. So let me just take a quick snapshot for you and show you the past and why fiat currency doesn't work anymore. Back in 1944, the US dollar wasn't just based on trust. It was backed by gold. Under the Bretton Woods Agreement, every US dollar tied to gold at a fixed rate of $35 per ounce. That meant every dollar had real backing, which created stability and global confidence. But in 1971, President Nixon ended the gold standard, transitioning the U.S. into a purely fiat system, meaning that the dollar was no longer backed by anything tangible. At first, this gave policymakers more flexibility, but over time, it opened the door to inflation, devaluation, and economic instability. That's where an ABDC comes in. Now, unlike fiat money, an ABDC would have real, tangible backing like gold, silver, real estate, or even commodities like oil and cattle. It wouldn't just be about printing more money. And Lord knows our government just prints and prints and prints money. It would be a system designed to ensure monetary stability. But Nick, what about the risk of hoarding? That's a great question. One of the biggest concerns about deflationary models is that people might hold on to their money instead of spending it. But with smart incentive and programmable monetary policies, an ABDC could encourage responsible spending, prevent excessive hoarding, ensure steady economic circulation. Now imagine all of this, a digital currency that actually grows in value over time, but still encourages participation in the economy. That's the kind of stability we're talking about here. So let me put this all into perspective with real tangible numbers. In 2023, U.S. consumers and businesses spent $2.5 trillion, that's with a T, on food, $814 billion on entertainment, and $28.85 billion in government user fees. Now, imagine if every single one of those transactions contributed to a micro fee, a fraction of a cent into an asset reserve fund that backed this digital currency. Right now, when you buy groceries, apply for government documents, or pay for business transactions, intermediaries take a cut. Then that money just poof, vanishes into corporate profits, doing nothing to strengthen the economy. But what if, instead of disappearing, those micro fees were automatically reinvested into real tangible assets that backed a stable digital currency? So people ask me, how would that work? Okay. Every Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA request as it's called, government document fee, or legal record purchase would contribute a tiny automated fee into this growing asset reserve. Now, who requests these things? Great question. Major media networks like CNN, Fox, CNBC, which spends millions on accessing public records and data, would indirectly strengthen the ABDC's reserves. Then everyday purchases like groceries, subscriptions, ride-sharing payments could seamlessly contribute to the U.S. economy. Now, with that said, think about this. Over time, these automated contributions wouldn't just maintain the currency's stability, they would actively expand the reserve, ensuring the long-term U.S. economic resilience. So rather than relying on government bailouts or market speculation, these micro-transactionary fees would be strategically reinvested into gold, silver, real estate, and other tangible assets to continuously reinforce the U.S. economy's intrinsic value, the currency's intrinsic value. But it wouldn't stop there. No. What it does is, imagine this, a portion of those reserves would then be allocated to what we know as Small Business Administration loans, or SBA loans, which then directly fuels entrepreneurship and strengthening the private sector, which is the lifeblood of the American economy. So by investing in small business, the backbone of innovation and job creation, this model wouldn't just stabilize the currency, It actively builds the American spirit of resilience, ingenuity, and economic expansion. So with every transaction, every single transaction, the ABDC wouldn't just hold its value, it would empower businesses, create opportunities, and drive sustainable growth. Now, the global economy is evolving. It's changing. People everywhere are waking up to the vulnerabilities of fiat money, inflation, government intervention, and economic instability. Now, I keep saying, well, what if we went back? I keep hearing this. What if you went back to gold coins or just abandon digital transactions? That's not the solution. The solution is to adapt. A regulated asset-backed digital currency offers monetary stability, long-term security, and purchasing power protection. And most importantly, it would ensure that every transaction contributes to a stronger, more sustainable economy. Now, this isn't just an idea. This is the future of the U.S. economy. And the sooner we understand it, the better prepared we'll be. Now, do you have any questions about blockchain technology, emerging tech, or how these innovations can make life more efficient and prosperous? Send me an email at thewhitepaper.io. Ask me at thewhitepaper.io. And we'll find an answer together. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed, because the world is changing and we are ready. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be here every Friday.